Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me, for being part of my day. Let me be part of yours. It's a big deal to me. I know it's like a dream come true for you, too. Oh, you're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got our good buddy Russell Brown with us, folks. Russell is, holy cow, he's been with us for a long time. I think we've already passed our 10-year anniversary. I just can't remember. I've got so many outstanding Brain Trust members who've been around for all these years, February was our 10th anniversary with Russell. I think we already celebrated that. He's in his 11th year as a member of our Brain Trust. How sick is that? I mean, how wonderful is that? He is the guy who we turn to buy and sell businesses. He's the guy who wrote the book Preparing Your Business for Sale. He wrote the book Strategies for Successfully Buying and Selling a business, I should say, or a book too. I think he can do that for us. And he's our good friend, Russell. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Glad to be back. And thanks a lot for wishing me happy anniversary.
How about that? Going on 11 years.
Yes. It's
who would have thunk it, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that the reason you have so many long lived Brain Trust members is that you don't pay us anything.
you keep hoping, don't you? That's right. You always get your money's worth, don't you, Russell?
Yeah.
So Russell, what's going on in the world of business buying and selling? Is this a good time? You know, with a challenging economy, somewhat challenged economy, is this a good time to be buying a business or selling a business?
Well, there's two parts to that answer, and one part is that life goes on, and so the need to sell businesses, which you know, based on retirement, you know, age, health reasons, marital breakups, you know, things like that. I mean, those things go on. So yeah, for people who are looking, who are entrepreneurial minded, looking to get into business, to expand their businesses that they already have by buying another business. I mean, it's still those processes continue, and so that's the underlying fundamental basis of the business brokerage field, and that will continue.
So what I hear you saying, Russell, is that if you're interested in buying a business, this still might be an excellent time to do that.
Well, I was just going to get to that. That's part two. And, you know, as an entrepreneur, I would say this is an excellent time because even though the seller base remains the same, basically, the buyer base shrivels up because everybody's susceptible to the same kind of financial, I don't know if I want to call it hysteria, but the same financial dynamic that's going on. Everybody's nervous. And mm-hmm. I just saw a statistic this morning that 42% of the American population have put off a major life decision, such as buying a car, buying a house,
right.
You know, those kinds of things.
Or a flat-screen TV.
Yeah, that's right. And so the buyer pool is shrunk dramatically. So that means there's going to be less buyers for basically a stable base of sellers. Now, some sellers will postpone selling as much as they can, but again, these life decisions that come along for them, like I just listed, are going to happen, and so that pool will remain relatively stable, and the buyer pool is certainly much smaller now, and if things get worse, it will get even smaller.
Well, this is probably not a great time to be putting your business on the market because you may not be able to tell an exciting story about where the business is going. I mean, I think I could. I think you could, Russell. But a lot of people might not be able to pull that off if they're not used to making the case or something like that. And most business owners aren't. But the other thing is you know, there may be some level of resistance in the terms of financing. You know, the whole attitude about the economy is, you know, with a lot of people, the bankers, buyers, and sellers, is a little bit dour right now, and so that attitude might not be as optimistic, and so it might not be a great time to be selling a business, but I sure would be looking around for opportunities to buy one, because you might be able, just like buying some of the real estate that's available right now, Russell, there's some really good real estate deals out there right now that somebody's going to make a lot of money on. You might be able to pick up a business like that. When we come back, we're going to get Russell to talk to us some more about what that might look like. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Russell Bryan is our guest. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out. Welcome back. It's 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Russell Brown and our good friend Joe Cocker. Always count on Joe to do some rocking for us. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show, all the different ways you can listen to the show. Thousands of archives of past interviews in categories, so you can find the topic you want. Find one of the Brain Trust members you like. You like hearing what they have to say and you want to hear more? Just go find their name in the Brain Trust list and listen to all the stuff that they've deposited with us over the years, like the body of work that Russell Brown has given us over the last 10-plus years. And, of course, we got thousands of articles you can read. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes by email every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. Check those out, folks, at smallbusinessadvocate.com. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you get small business answers now. And that, I am so excited about how you guys are using that. Russell Brown is a contributor to the knowledge base, askjim.biz. And, Russell, I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he said, I am so glad I found AskJim.biz. He said, I went on your site one day at 10 o'clock, one night at 10 o'clock, and he said, I next thing I knew, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I was still on the site looking around and reading. He said, then all of a sudden I realized, wait a minute, this is probably going to be here tomorrow. I don't have to do this. But anyway, it's very exciting, and I want to thank you for contributing your content to that site. It's helping a lot of folks, and I appreciate it. Okay, we're talking about whether it's a good time to buy or sell a business, Russ. And yeah. I just made the comment that it might not be. Maybe I'm wrong about this. You correct me if I'm wrong. It might not be the best time to sell if you don't have to. But boy, howdy, there ought to be some opportunities out there.
Well, it's a great time to buy, and you do have to make sure that you're buying a healthy business, though, and you do have to pay attention to the fact that maybe. You know, past year results might be down a little bit from previous years, just as a result of the general economic malaise we've been going through in the last 8 months or so. But as far as the making a deal for purchasing a business, I think that the pressure's on the business sellers even more mm-hmm. to provide their own financing to you. In other words, act as the bank and the purchase of the business. So that's a big plus.
See, that's a little extra leverage that a buyer has, because when things are going great and the economy's going great and there's lots of money out there available, it's a little harder case to make to ask the seller to take back some paper. But in a day in times like this, you've actually got a little bit of leverage, saying, you know, I'd love to go to the bank, but they're not loaning as much money as they used to. And now, even though that may not be completely true, banks are still loaning money for good deals, Russ. But I just think a buyer has a little more leverage these days.
Oh, absolutely. And what you just said is absolutely correct. And of course, interest rates are down dramatically, and so the view of what constitutes a good interest rate is probably the seller will offer a buyer is probably the best it's been in 20 years or so.
Well, Russ, here's what I would say to a seller. I would say, look, if I had all this money right now and I gave it to you, what are you going to do with it? You're going to put it in the stock market? Well, do you really want it in the stock market right now? What are you going to do? You're going to put it in a CD? How much are you going to get for that? So why would I borrow the money from the bank at 7% and you take it and put it in the bank at 3%? Why would we do that? Why don't I just give you 6%?
Yep, that's a very good tactic, and I highly recommend that to anyone looking to purchase a business. And I'll tell you, that 6% is going to look awfully good out in a few years from now. Yeah, so.
And by the way, folks, that 6%, that's kind of a fantasy. If you're buying my business, you're going to pay me more than 6%. I was just using that as an example. But, you offer them 7%, 8%, it'll still be a better deal than the bank.
Yeah, typically right now we're looking at 8% as a typical interest rate to at least begin negotiations with a seller.
Yeah.
So that's a good number, 8%, and it's not unheard of that deals are going for even less than that. And remember that some of these business sales, it's not like they're selling like they're investors in the business per se. This is their livelihood, and the major reason that people sell businesses is either retirement, because they just it's time to retire, or illness, or marital breakup. Things that cause them to
sometimes people just want
to sell the business.
Yep. Lots of stuff. Russell, before we go any further, I'm going to stop you for a second. Before we go any further, I want you to tell us about BizPricer. Folks, this is a wonderful tool, a wonderful product that Russell has developed. I'm so proud of him for doing this. It's extremely helpful. He doesn't pay me a nickel to say this. I just like telling people about it. Russell, tell us about BizPricer.
Well, BizPricer is a business valuation software program that you put on your computer. It's very easy to use. I've made sure that people, even like Jim, could use it.
Even I could use it, yeah.
You don't have to have an MBA or be a CPA or any of that stuff. It takes you through step by step, and it gets you at the true fair market value of your business. And
or the one you're buying.
Either the one you own, the one you're buying.
How much?
And, it's $99.95 for a CD-ROM delivered plus immediate download.
And how much, and how do we find it?
Go to www.businessbookpress.com.
Businessbookpress.com, and tell him I sent you, and they'll throw in a bunch of goodies, right, Russ?
I will give a copy of my best-selling book.
Lots of goodie stuff. See how hard I work for you? Tin Tail, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Lessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Russell Brown is our guest. I'm glad he's here, too. And we're talking about buying and selling a business. And I wonder, I just want to remind you folks, his website is Business Book Press, businessbookpress.com. And check out the BizPricer. And if you can't wait, they can download it, right, Russ?
Absolutely.
They'll let you download. But don't forget to tell him you heard it on my show, and he'll load you up with some goodies that nobody else gets.
That's
so
true.
Check it out. Okay, Russ, wrap it up for us. We're talking about what kind of opportunities are out there for buying a business, selling a business in these economically challenging times. And the summary is that it might not be the best time to sell your business unless you can figure out how to get people excited about the prospect. Which I, frankly, Russell, I think that 4 months from now, we'll be looking back on where we are right now. I think we'll be excited about business again by September, and things will be a lot different. But right now, at this moment, it might be hard to get people excited about it.
Well, that's true. But you know, all entrepreneurs understand. You buy low and sell high, you know. So now's the time to buy low. Now's the time to get your best deal. And when I say buy low, I'm not saying that maybe there's such a big cut rate price on businesses. But, you know, the deal, the structure of the deal, the length of time you'd pay it off, the interest rate that would be charged, you know, that kind of thing is probably the best you're going to get in a long, long time. And, you know, who knows the future, but I'm also optimistic as you are. I think we're coming out of this funk, and, you know, whether it's 4 months or 8 months or whatever, we're coming out of it. And now is the time to prepare yourself. You know, if a business was good, if it's having a little bit of a tough time now, hey, just look at the past. Look at what it's done in the past when times are good, and plan for when the times are good again, and they will be. We'll get out of this. And so get out there, look for those businesses, start talking to the ones interested in selling, and as a buyer, drive a tough bargain and see what.
Well, you know, the other thing you can do, let's throw the sellers a bone here, Russell. You know, if you've done a good job, if you've been listening to what Russell said on the show before, if you've been reading his books and using his tools, then you're going to be able to take your history and project it into the future and still show that your business is valuable. I mean, the thing is the last thing in the world you want to do is sell your business based on what's going on today. You've got to remind the buyer that look, you're going to own this business tomorrow and a year from now and 5 years from now. So let's don't buy this. I'm not going to let you buy this business based on today. I want to sell it today because I want to move to Florida or whatever. But I'm not going to let you steal it from me. And it's going to be a good deal, you know, 6 months from now. And so don't base what's happening right this minute. Don't base my business on what's happening right this minute. Let's be real about this.
Right, and exactly. And that's why with BizPricer, we give an option of going out to 5 years of history to take a look at what happened in the fifth year back and the fourth and the third and so on, and to factor that all in and to come up with a fair price and not just what might be going on in the latest fiscal year. So that's what BizPricer does. That's among many other things. It also has a buyer module and a seller module where you can analyze the deal, take a look at it. What kind of return on investment are you getting? What is the financing options? And there's a financing calculator in there to work with different down payments and finance rates.
One of the good things about tools that people have developed, folks, is that they typically will provide you with some sophisticated applications that you might not be able to come up with on your own. And so anytime you have those kinds of tools available to you, you know, use them and it'll just make you be a lot better buyer, a lot better seller, whichever way you're going. Russell, I'm still bullish on this economy. I think we're going through a little bit of an upset, a little bit of a hiccup. We got some problems that Main Street didn't create. I think Main Street's going to lead this economy out of whatever we're in real soon. What do you think?
I think certainly within a year we'll be back, moving along well. But we're going to have to shake out what we got now. But, you know, I agree. I'm optimistic for the relatively near term, yes.
I think it's going to be that way before the end of the year, not a year from now. Hey, Russ, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Okay, Jim. Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time. Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.